It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You can really see, you know, they did resign a lot of the players that we had, you know, brought there and had there, as they obviously liked those guys. And then, you know, a couple of players that they didn't resign.
Well, Bourne resigning, Onwenu resigning. Stevenson had a year to go. They extended him. Henry was a resigning. He's been a solid leader for him. Gottschall, they did, you know, during training camp. Barmore was an extension in the offseason. He does look like he's going to play very much this year. Tavai is an extension. Duggar was a transition player. And Josh Uche. The guy that's not on that list, of course, is Matt Judon. Judon was traded down to Atlanta. And so that'll provide an opportunity for Uche, Tavai, and Jennings to take that spot that, you know, Judon would have had a lot of playing time at. So, you know, we'll see how those guys do. But, you know, a lot of guys came back. The additions were mainly draft choices.
Yeah, and obviously Judon, a guy that we really liked and we enjoyed being around a lot. You know, good football player, very productive football player. So, you know, these guys are going to have to step in and try to, you know, fill that production out on the defensive side of the ball.
That second voice there, I know you know who it is, Keith.
Sure do.
You think most Patriots fans know who that is?
I think, unfortunately, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Podcast host.
Podcast host with Bill Belichick on Coach? Is that what they're calling that thing?
Coach, which...
I'm Craig T. Nelson...
Steaming.
I'm bullcrap about this.
I even watched when Coach took over the expansion Orlando Breakers. I watched that show.
Was that a later season?
Yeah. So he was obviously at Minnesota State for a while.
You bring Dauber with? Dauber?
I brought all the coordinators.
He brought everybody.
Yeah, because there was a big opportunity and he left Minnesota State, which was shocking at the time. And then he went to Orlando. I think it was their final season.
Uh-huh.
Where it was an expansion NFL team.
Was Dauber the offensive coordinator?
Dauber might have been special teams.
He was a special teams guy. I want to say Dauber ran the offense, and then who was the older gentleman? I think he ran the defense for
Craig
T. Nelson. I think so. Yeah, I think so. That's my recollection.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Minnesota State Screaming Eagles?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah. So, you know, cease and desist, Bill Belichick, with that name, because Craig T. Nelson's coming for you.
Seriously.
He's getting his lawyers together.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just, like, have a little respect for the process.
Yeah.
So this guy... Patricia just like gets a lifeline from Bill Belichick to go to Underdog. And I think they're kind of bragging about the Patriots roster, which blows my mind.
Dude, he was a special teams coach.
Really?
I just looked it up, yeah.
Who ran the offense?
Luther Van Dam was the defensive coordinator. Yep. I don't know who the offense... Maybe that was...
Craig T. Nelson. Kind of called his own plays,
Hayden
ran his own
Fox.
Offense.
Hayden Fox might have been more of an offensive guy, like a Sean McVay type.
That makes sense.
And then he's got Dauber, just doing teams.
So you were right. I mean, I don't know why I questioned you. You were at all this knowledge about Orlando and everything else. I don't know why I questioned you.
Yeah.
Shame on me. So I think they're kind of bragging about the Patriots roster. They're like...
They are, because those are all the guys that they drafted, and Bill rattled them off real quick, too. He's like, that's a re-sign, that's a transition tag, that was this guy, they brought him back, that was another one they brought back.
And Patricia's like, yeah, we really like Judon, he's gone.
Like, they should have brought him back, too. It's like, the team won 4 games last year, fellas.
They won four games. The over-under's 4.5. They're not favored in any games.
No, the roster's bad.
I'm more bullish on him than most, as we found out earlier in the show.
No, the roster's really bad.
I wouldn't be sitting around thumping my chest about all the guys they kept, and then mocking them about Matthew Judon.
No, we love Judon. Like, would you have paid him?
Yeah.
Did they get into that at all? Would you have paid Judon? What would you have done?
Pretty embarrassing. Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo moved on from Matthew Judon. You let Brady go.
They would have traded. They would have traded. They let. Do you know how many Hall of Famers they've let go?
Seriously,
Brady and Gronk and Seymour and Law. They let all those guys go. So they would. The only difference I think is they probably would have traded Judon before camp.
Yeah.
Judon never would have confronted Belichick on the field. Like, that wouldn't happen.
And if he did, he would have been gone that day.
Immediately.
Like, people are like, oh, Gerard Mayo. This shows Gerard Mayo's the big man on campus, and it's his way or the highway. They waited like 2 weeks to get rid of Judon.
He like practiced a couple more times after that. Like, so that like,
is not my way or the highway.
Yeah,
no.
But Bill is definitely just rattling up. Now, there was nothing in there that was even really critical. It was just sort of, this is the transaction log. Here's what they did.
Yeah, but
right?
but they were like,
I mean, it's definitely like pro this, but it's like,
I think they're like,
look at all these good players.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I guess.
And
yeah.
So I know there's a lot of Patriots fans who have done that. Like, oh, why'd you get rid of Bill if you're just going to bring back all his players? And I think they were doing a little bit of that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to ask about all these Bill gigs. And literally this morning, there's another one.
Yeah, I thought you were joking, but
no, you were not. There's another Bill Belichick gig today.
How's he have the time, honestly? How's he have the time to do all these gigs?
What do you mean?
There's so many jobs. Do you have like a responsibility?
they're all one day a week.
Hey, can you?
Here's my Monday job. Here's my Tuesday job. Here's my Wednesday job.
You got to cap it off at 7.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, Bill, can you come in on Friday? Actually, no, I can't because you're not the Friday job.
No,
I have a different job.
Friday's my underdog day.
Well, I'm podcasting. Podcasting with Coach. How can you call Coach? That's odd.
I'm telling you. Craig T. Nelson hasn't sued yet, he should.
Do you think some players are going to just have player?
Yeah.
Come out with player?
Yeah, they've done quarterback.
Quarterback, receiver.
They've done receiver.
Player doesn't box him in so much.
He's
already receiver.
Travis Hunter could be player.
It's true. Receiver, they're already pushing the boundaries.
They really are.
Kittle's on receiver?
I know.
Come on.
I know.
So, yeah, player.
Player.
Show.
I'd watch player.
Here are Bill Belichick's gigs. Schefter tweeted this out
today.
Too
many gigs. I'm telling you right now.
He is now a strategic advisor. What does that even mean? A strategic advisor for the 33rd team.
Well, he helps out with strategery, as George W. Bush famously said.
Yes.
Strategery. A strategic advisor. So does that mean he's actually doing something?
You ever played Stratego, the game?
Oh, I love Stratego.
I'm really good at it.
Are you?
Not to boast. Yeah, I don't think I've ever lost.
I would do the old, put a bunch of bombs over here.
Yeah. Get him off the scent.
Yeah, not the flag.
Then they got to send the miner over there. Like, here comes the miner. Blow up a bomb. Then you got a 7 waiting inside. They're like, is this
busted.
Another bomb? Like, oh, 7, you're done. Yep. Sergeant, got ya.
But then you do the naked flag sometimes. And
dangerous
then that's,
game.
That's a dangerous
game. Because you can see him hunting that. You're like, no. How am I going to distract him? They're just going right for it. There's nobody there. Got a couple of nines.
Moving right at the flag. Front line.
What a great game.
What are you doing?
You really feel like you're in war.
I don't think you can find that game anymore.
You don't think it's like in Target where they have like the 1,000 games?
No, I'm telling you right now, I know it's not in like a Target.
Oh, okay.
Could you find it online? Maybe. Could I order it to my house? Maybe.
I'll go to my parents' house. They probably got it in one of the closets
somewhere. If you got like an
old school one.
Nice.
Yeah. Wood piece? No, I don't think we had the wood one. I think we had, maybe we did.
Probably. I'd like to get a look at the old Stratego.
Carved out of wood.
You never know. Might be something a little un-PC.
Definitely
slightly
not.
Offensive.
Cannot use that old game.
Yeah, you can't. Some of the terms you probably can't use
anymore. A woman? Not here.
Now this is war.
This is war.
So,
So he's now with the 33rd team, which, you know what's funny? Every once in a while, I feel like they do come up with like a list that we use. Like they might rank quarterbacks or something. So he's in charge of that.
33rd team, I swear to God, I think Schefter must be an investor because he tweets about the 33rd team more than anybody else.
He is with Underdog.
Okay.
Schefter is.
Is he?
Yeah. So maybe they're connected somehow.
Maybe. So he's a strategic advisor for the 33rd team. I have no idea what that
is. He can help with that.
He's on the Pat McAfee show once a week during the year.
Yep.
He's on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli during the first half of games. So there's your
first half's not bad, though.
There's your Monday night.
Yeah, no. So he's Monday night whenever he's on with McAfee. That's a day.
He's doing a weekly show on top of the Manning cast with Peyton Manning analyzing upcoming Monday Night Football matchups. That's like a double dip.
It's like a preview. So he previews Monday Night Football, and then he does the first half.
He's an analyst on Inside the NFL with Ryan Clark, Ocho Cinco, and Chris Long.
Is that the one that's on the CW right after Riverdale?
Yes, that's the one where the big reveal was he was breaking down Walter Payton highlights.
Sweetness. Love that.
Yeah, and Ryan Clark's like, this would be like Caleb Williams playing the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And he's like breaking down old Walter Payton clips. I'm like, this is what they're paying him for?
I guess.
To break down clips from 40 years ago?
That's when he was at his best. Everybody still points back to the NFL 100 thing where he's like, this guy here, we had him on the list because he could snap the ball accurately. You're like, shouldn't they all?
Yeah, you would think.
He said he was like the most accurate shotgun snapper. He's like some guy in like the 60s. Mm. I was like, all right.
I don't care.
I'll take your word for it,
Bill. Yeah, I don't care for that list.
No.
And he has his own football show, Coach.
On Underdog.
So with Matty P. It should be
called Coach Is.
Coach Is.
Kind of a slap in the
Coach
face.
Plural. Well,
Coach is.
Yeah.
Was a coach.
He was a coach.
They both were coaches.
Yeah, it's not called Good Coach. That's a good point.
No.
Yeah, it's just called Coach.
Just Coach.
Which, again, is a great program.
They Where should get Coach on.
Yeah, they
Craig
should.
T?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do at Minnesota State there, Coach?
I think they won. They must have been a couple Rose Bowls or something.
When you were calling your own plays.
That was a good squad.
So those are all the gigs for Bill Belichick. What do you think the end game is? Curran said this to us yesterday, and if you missed any of that, Odyssey app, check it out there. Full interview on YouTube. Curran's big on Bill might just say, this is a cushy gig. It's easy money. I'm working with my buddy Matt Patricia. There's no real stakes. Yeah, I want the wins record, but do I need the wins record to be considered the greatest coach of all time? I have the 6 Super Bowls, which I pretend are 8. So I'm already viewed as the greatest coach of all time. What do I need that for? Curran seems to think he could go to media full time. What do you think this is about?
I think there's always a chance that he realizes he kind of likes this and he stays, but I think he wants to coach again. I think that's what it comes down to. I think one of the main, he saw so many young coaches get jobs, including here in New England, that he's like, man, they're really pushing the old guys out. Pete Carroll doesn't have a job. Even Mike Vrabel's almost like looked at as like an older guy. Like, it's so many young coaches that have taken over that he's like, all right, I need. And one of the big issues is not just him picking players, but him relating to players. How do you relate to guys that were born after 2000? And I think he's like
showing them Walter Payton clips.
Well, that's the way to do it. Yeah. But going on McAfee,
that helps. Yeah,
being on some of these pregame shows, I think. Within some circles, the Manning cast is cool. It's not for me. I don't care for the Mannings, but whatever. Like, that's, they look at that and they're like, hey, he's doing Monday Night Football, he's doing primetime games. So he stays very much in the public eye, and he does it in a sense where it's like, all right, maybe he is relating to younger guys. So he doesn't disappear for a year, where I think it would be even harder. And I think all of the same reasons why he didn't get a job this time would be brought back up. Whereas now you're like, look at, he's got his finger on the pulse, the guy's still sharp, like all that stuff. I think he wants to coach again for a couple of reasons. I think he does want the coaching record. I think he also wants to stick it to Robert Kraft. I think he's still pissed about that. And go ahead. I hold a grudge for your entire life.
Yeah,
I'm in favor of it.
Especially after what he did in the dynasty.
Yes. He's not going to forget that. He wants to go pick a team and hopefully play against the Patriots someday, come into Gillette Stadium and score, you know, 50 points. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, no, look.
I think he's going to be back.
I think that's a better reason than the stupid wins record, which I got to be honest, I'm not factoring that in when I pick the greatest coach of all time.
See, I don't. Oh,
regular season wins?
No, neither am I. But
like, do you consider Shula the greatest coach of all time?
I don't.
Me neither.
You know who also doesn't? Bill Belichick.
Yeah, right.
I don't think Belichick likes Shula. Is my point. I think he doesn't want him to have that
another
record.
Another grudge. Yeah, fine. Yeah. But like, if Bill's doing it to cement his legacy as the greatest coach of all time, I already don't consider Shula the greatest coach of all time.
Plus, Andy Reid's gonna break it anyway.
Yeah, I don't care about the wins record.
Yeah,
you don't need that, Bill. Shula's not the greatest coach of all time. So if he wants to stick it to Kraft, that's another thing. Especially after the dynasty.
So.
I could see him just looking at it and saying, I got my 7 gigs and I just work one day a week doing this and I'm making, he's making $4 million a year from Underdog or something like that.
Well, I don't think anybody knows at this point, even Bill, how he's going to react to not being in the NFL for the first time in like 50 years, like as the weekends go. So like even now is probably a little weird not being at camp. But once the season starts and he's like analyzing all these games, he's like, I haven't been in a locker room and I haven't been in like a coach's meeting and like, for the first time in his adult life.
Eons, yeah.
Literally, that's going to be a weird feeling. So maybe he likes it. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, oh, my God, I got to get back. I got to be a consultant for a team and at least get back in this season somewhere. Like, he might be that desperate to get back.
Okay. And you know Patricia's going to ride his coattails
wherever he goes. Right behind him.
So what's Bill angling for? What's he up to? How many more gigs does he have up his? Is this the last one? 33rd team, last one?
No, you brought up a good point. He won a day. So he has 6 jobs right now.
Is that right?
I think he has room for one more.
Let me fact check that.
I think
again,
it was 6.
Yeah. So he's got one more.
He could do one more job.
All right. You're running out of
Jones
options.
And Keefe. Come on, Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, standing invite once a week.
Pick a day. You come on.
Well, the Mondays and Tuesdays are pretty booked up.
We're slammed.
Friday's pretty busy.
Hump day.
Hump day with Bill.
Hump day, Belichick. If he wants to. He knows the number. He used to call in the station all the time.
Standing invite.
Yep.
We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We do Kiefer Madness typically on Tuesdays, but we have an emergency Kiefer Madness scheduled for 12:45.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We got an emergency key for madness at 12:45. About an hour and a half from now. We have misleading. We take the leads from the Greg Hill Show, put them under the microscope. Maybe we disagree a little bit. We'll get to Tom Brady, I believe, coming up.
All right.
His new gig as he's fast approaching week one, being on Fox. So that comes your way about 20 minutes from now at 11:45. We do that every day on Jones and Keefe. And on Wednesdays, we do Would You Rather.
Billy?
What's up, boys?
What do you got today for us, sir?
All right, the first one. Would you rather Boston College make the college football playoff or the Final Four?
All right, so I think as a non-BC alum, I'm not really a fan of BC. Right?
No,
I feel like the only people that
it's
like
a very
BC,
big contrast to the Greg Hill Show, where like half the show is
yes, a lot
BC
of Eagles.
Alums. Yeah, a lot of Eagles.
A lot of soaring Eagles.
Not the Screaming Eagles.
No. Like my Pop Warner team.
Yeah.
Shout out Goffstown Screaming Eagles. But there is something about when those teams are good, right? Like it's just so helpful because we're so dominant by just the pro sports teams. But you remember some of those like Troy Bell, like Ryan Sidney, Craig Smith, Jared Dudley, BC teams.
Sure, Sean Williams.
They're beating Duke. Like, that was fun. Like, that was fun to get into that a little bit. The football team, less so, right? Like, there's been less so. Like, 1 year with Matt Ryan, weren't they ranked in the top five?
Oh, I think they were number
Florida State.
I think they were number two, yeah.
So, like, that was kind of fun. The college football playoff, first year, we're going to see the 12 teams. So a Final Four run is definitely something that's cool, but I'm going to take the college football thing. Get them into the college football tournament. I think that's going to be a blast to see how that unfolds this year. And the fact that there are 12 teams, like, there's a chance. I'm not saying this year, but I'm saying, like, at some point, BC could get in there. You either win the ACC, which is not a great conference.
No.
Florida State and Clemson were like the top of the ACC. They stink. Florida State's awful.
I think
Clemson's in a rebuild.
People thought pretty highly of Virginia Tech. They didn't play well week one either.
So you know what? Maybe I said future years. Like maybe they have a chance this year. Like maybe the ACC is that open this year that they could do it. So anyway, for me, it would be football.
Yeah, so I agree. I would rather see them in the college football playoff. What do you think is more realistic? It's 12 versus 4, but like you see teams go to the Final Four, I don't want to say all the time,
no, but like
on like
George
Cinderella
Mason
runs, but it happens.
There are some fluky teams. It seems like they're basketball. Like right now, I look at Bill O'Brien being there, and you're like, say what you want about him as an NFL coach, but like he did a pretty good job at Penn State at a time where it would have been pretty tough to be good at Penn State. So maybe he'll get things pointed in the right direction. I think because of the I'll say football is more likely.
Well, and I think so too. And the ACC in hoops is...
Yeah. They're like the 13th seed in the conference.
Ridiculously tough. And so how often are they even going to make the tournament out of the ACC? Maybe if they do, they're a battle-tested squad that could go on a run.
They don't seem super serious about it right now.
No, who's even their coach? Do you even know who the... I don't even know who the BC...
could be anybody.
10 years ago, I'd be very upset with myself for not knowing who the head coach is at BC.
Al Skinner. Of course you knew who it was.
It's Al Skinner all the time. Every single year. I don't even know who it is. And so I think the college football playoff is more likely. I'm more interested in college football these days than
Earl
I am in college
Grant,
hoops.
Ah, obviously.
Earl Grant.
It's
interesting.
Earl Grant.
So I'm more interested in college football these days than college hoops. And yeah, I think it would be more exciting, more interesting, and it's more realistic.
Do you remember the last time Boston College basketball made the NCAA tournament? Made the tournament. I'm not talking about like winning anything.
Was Skinner still there? They made it since?
No.
He was still there.
Yes.
What year was that? 2012?
2009.
Wow!
That was the last time they made the tournament.
Wow.
So then Al Skinner, his final year, missed the tournament. Then he was gone. Then you had the Steve Donahue era, which more like error. Then you had Jim Christian, Scott Spinelli, although that was like the COVID year. It looks like he wasn't there long. And then
BC had a COVID coach?
2020 to 2021. Yeah, they played like 20 games, looks like.
Yikes.
And then Earl Grant has been up there. So they haven't made the tournament.
Was 2009 the Reggie Jackson year?
Maybe. No, that might have let me look this up.
He's still in
the
NBA.
Yeah, you're right. Nice call. Yeah, it was a Reggie Jackson year.
Well, that's
his freshman year.
I finally somebody that made the league.
Yeah, that's true. That helps.
Okay.
Rakim Sanders was on that team.
Oh, I like Rakim Sanders. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Oh, Tyrese Rice.
That to me is not super realistic these days. College football playoff, I don't know how realistic it is, but it's more realistic than the alternative. So I would rather that.
There you go. We agree. Billy.
Sweet. All right. Would you rather Bill Belichick coach another season or Tom Brady play another season?
Oh, that's easy. Brady. I'd way rather Brady come back after a year off. Brady would, A, be better at it, B, be more interesting. I can watch him every single week. How much are you really watching Bill Belichick? There's a lot of storylines that come along with the head coach. I would much rather have Brady back, see him play again. And this is assuming it's not even New England.
Yeah.
I'd watch him play anywhere. And it got pretty bad that final year in Tampa. But that's still a team that got
still
into the postseason.
Enough. Yeah.
I would much rather watch Brady.
Believe it or not, I'd rather see Bill Belichick. I want to see. So it ended poorly, really poorly here. But I want to see him with another good team. I think, you know, the discussion Brady versus Bill has been kind of put to bed. And it has been, you know, Tom Brady won that in a landslide.
Not much of a debate anymore, yeah.
No, but if Bill Belichick goes somewhere else and maybe kind of sparks that a little bit more, say he goes to Dallas or Buffalo or Philly and wins. Like, that's pretty interesting to me. And now, you know, Robert Kraft's looking at this saying, all right, well, Brady won somewhere else. Belichick is now won somewhere else. Like, how am I going to turn this thing around? Like, what do I do?
No, I get what
I think it's interesting for the storyline because I think for Brady, I already know he's good. Like, I already know he's great everywhere. It doesn't really matter where he goes. It'd be crazy because he'd be, whatever, 46, 47, whatever it is. So that part would be interesting. But, like, I know how good he is. I know how good he is away from Bill, how good he is away from New England. But maybe Bill just gets one more crack on a good team.
Well, and Bill's
a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are.
That's all we're doing these days.
It's the name of the game, Bill.
That's all we're doing these
Playing
days.
Playing radio.
So I get what you're saying. Bill's more of a what if. Brady, what's the downside if Brady comes back and sucks? If Bill goes somewhere and sucks, all of a sudden we're
man.
Like, what has he ever done ever without Tom Brady?
A little bit more risk-reward for Bill,
For sure.
Yeah.
No so, real downside
I think
for
the storyline, I think I'm more interested in that.
Billy, I know you're sick and tired of hearing both of them talk. Which one would you rather have back in the NFL?
I mean, it's got to be Brady.
Yeah,
it's going to be Brady. The only reason I'd want to see Belichick is because I'd be curious if his style that he used here for 20-plus years can work other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how the media would handle him given short answers or no answer at all. So that part I'd be curious about. But when it comes to that, like, I don't care what coaches say. So put Brady on the field. I'm watching that 9 out of 10 times.
Billy actually just brought up something that kind of goes to my Belichick argument. So is he going to take 6 media jobs and then come back into the league and then still snort into the microphone?
Yes.
And, like, disrespect every single media member, even though he just was one for 6 different outlets?
He shouldn't.
Now, the answer's yes.
He shouldn't.
I know the answer's yes.
But he will.
But isn't that amazing? At some point, somebody's going to be like, hey, Bill, remember when you were, like, on the other side? Like, what are you doing? So that also kind of is another layer of entertainment.
Right.
It's like you just took more jobs than anybody ever the media hating the media. Now you still hate the media?
He's
never
either
in all three phases. So.
A giant fraud because he was spitting in people's faces for 20 years and now he has to suck up to him. Or he's a giant fraud.
Moving all the microphones around like he's Rudy Gobert.
He goes right back.
Ripping the NFL Network went out.
Right. Goes right back to being an a-hole after playing the game for a year in the media. Right. So either way, that would be entertainment.
It's entertaining.
All right, you're talking me into Bill a little bit. What else we got, Billy?
Would you rather get a free week vacation at an all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean or win your fantasy league?
All right, so don't tell my wife, but the answer is obviously the fantasy league.
Not even close.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
And I'm not even in one of these, like, huge money fantasy leagues. It's like okay money, like it's fun money, and we have like weekly payouts and everything else. But I'm in a league with the same guys for 20 years, so it's all about bragging rights. You can't just buy it like you could. You could save up your money and go on one of these resort trips if you could. But the fantasy league, oh my god, it's the greatest thing in the world. Winning the fantasy league, there's few feelings better than that.
No, and you know all. I humble brag, won the league last year.
No way.
Yes, and you know.
Who was your MVP?
Keith. Ooh, great question.
Yeah.
Loaded squad.
Did you tweet at the person?
McCaffrey.
Did you thank McCaffrey?
CeeDee Lamb. No, I should. Now that we're on the eve of the year starting,
McCaffrey
I
and Lamb?
McCaffrey, Lamb,
Jeepers
Debo. Christ. I could go on and on.
What did you lose a game?
What a team. I actually did.
Yeah.
And
was it
so,
a one-person league?
No, it was
his daily league that he fills out with no salary cap.
A lot of big trades were swung. I have no keepers left because of it, but I sold out. And the jealousy that I can just smell on these other guys in the league.
Yeah.
They're so jealous. Anytime we're around each other,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's related to the league, the draft, or, you know, we're all together at the bar watching football or whatever. Just the jealousy that emanates off these guys, it feeds me. It's incredible.
Great.
It's there's no high like it. Keith, I'm with you.
No, it's the best.
And now I'm assuming I'm not in the Caribbean by myself. I'm assuming I'm in the Caribbean with my family.
I guess it's sort of a choose your own adventure. Maybe
wife,
it's just you. Maybe it's a 1 week
kid
Jones trip.
Maybe another maybe another family.
Yeah.
Like I just that doesn't well that sounds nice
there
and
are
I,
no
would,
vacations
I would
kids,
I
obviously.
Would have a time.
Yeah.
No. Thousand times out of a thousand, I want the bragging rights.
How many times have you won your league?
It's only twice.
Okay. Well, multiple champ. That's sort of a separate kind of tier.
I am in a different tier, and no one's ever won it three times.
Wow.
So I'm on a tier with a select few of winning twice.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. How about that?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I've won it four times, but he didn't ask. It's fine.
All right. Rich is a dynasty.
Well, it's a 20-year run. So my one buddy's won it six times.
Yeah.
I've won it four times.
But did you win it last year?
I did not. Okay. No, 2 years ago.
Okay. So they
last year, sadly, I did not.
So right now, you're even with those four, you're
chasing
still,
it.
You're chasing it.
I'm absolutely chasing it.
Somebody else is the champ.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else is a champ.
Yeah.
I told the story. So we went out to eat. Part of it is we also have like a big like trophy that's got like a big football on it or whatever. And so went out to dinner like however many months ago and was like giving the trophy to my buddy. Every single person in the restaurant, I swear to God, said something to him. Like he got like a round of applause. One guy stood up and it was like, yeah, like everybody. They're like, oh, it must have been a hell of a
season.
Like,
good for you.
My wife's like, what is this?
Thank
like, people care this much about it? I'm like, oh, they care quite a bit.
Saluting him. They're like, thank you for your service,
you
sir.
You did it, dude.
Great
did
work.
It. Dream season. Oh, it was amazing. It was well done. All right, Billy, what else
we got?
Final
question. Right. Would you rather rake leaves or shovel snow?
Well, we're almost in that leaf season.
Yeah.
It's almost upon us. To me, this isn't even close. And I know one of them, there's a chance that you can like pull all the muscles in your back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm still going snow, and let me tell you why. When you have like a path or a driveway or a walkway, you shovel the snow, and then it's shoveled. It's good. You're good to go.
Well, not if you do it in the middle of the storm, but yes, I understand what you're
saying. Well, sometimes you gotta keep up, right? Like that happens too. Like sometimes you're like knowing, like I can't wait till there's like 3 feet of snow on the ground. I got to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leaves are all over the map.
Relentless.
You can rake the same spot for like 20 minutes, and then there's still leaves there.
Right.
Like there's no. It can be satisfying to shovel because you're like that. It's now clear.
It's done.
That's now clear for
the day.
That's
a workout. Let me go get a beer because that was a workout.
Leaves stink.
Yeah.
Like, you look out the backyard. You're like, did I even rake? What did I even do?
Right.
I didn't do anything. So to me, it's easily the shoveling.
Yeah. If I can take a cop out here, if it's like a blizzard, I'm not real interested in shoveling. But your regular routine run-of-the-mill snow, which is largely what you're dealing with in the winter,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind shoveling. I don't mind that.
Nice
go out,
shovel
it out real quick.
Yep.
I'm back in the house. It's not so bad. Blizzard,
get yourself
nightmare.
A little hot cocoa.
Came back from the Caribbean, Keith. Into a snowstorm. My car had been parked for a week. This is street parking in Charlestown 10 years ago.
Oh, no. It's still there.
Car buried. I would never wish that on my worst enemy ever again.
That's tough.
So I'd take raking over like an extreme shoveling situation, but you're talking run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill.
Situational. Like, I would
driveway,
rather.
Driveway, walkway.
I would rather shovel than rake because the raking never stops.
The raking never stops.
The leaves never end.
It's relentless.
It is relentless.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Now, let me tell you, is it leaf peeping season up in New Hampshire yet?
No.
Not yet.
I don't think we're there yet.
You're getting close.
Probably getting up there. Yep, pretty soon.
It's a dry summer.
The leaf peepers. Yeah, that should be good.
Oh, yeah.
Good colors.
Good for the.
Oh, my God, look at those ones. Orange.
The reds.
Oh, yellow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You never see that.
People go crazy for it, which I've never really understood.
Oh, they'll go up to the kingdom. That's the only time people will go up to the Northeast Kingdom, leaf peeping.
It's like the Drake.
Or skiing.
The Drake meme where he like won't look at it. It's like leaves green. Like, no. And it's like red and orange.
Yeah.
Like this.
That's it.
Look at these ones.
Are we way off on this one, Billy? Raking leaves over shoveling.
Shoveling's the worst.
Oh, you don't like shoveling?
I don't like, and look, I'll do a ton of landscaping, whatever you need done, but when it comes to raking and shoveling, they both stink.
No, that's what
you're digging
rather.
A hole for some plants or a tree or something.
Digging a hole. I should have put that on the list.
Digging a hole.
Just digging a hole. Just straight up digging
it. What are we digging?
What are you doing to kill time? I don't know. The back.
What are we digging this giant body size hole for? Why are we digging this?
Yeah, no, that's tough work. Yeah.
But I think I feel a bigger cell, feel more accomplished shoveling than raking.
Okay.
You have like a clear path, and then you have like the snow banks, and then you have like a clean driveway, and you're like, all right,
because
I'm done.
With the shoveling, you just toss it.
Shoveling.
Toss it. Raking, you have to organize
it.
Oh,
then you got a bag.
And then you got a bag.
You're in the. You're in the.
Then you lose them. Then you scoop
it like three times.
Yeah. Yeah.
You scoop it, and then it's like all over the ground still.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, we're underestimating the you know, you're out there shoveling. We're underestimating the cold factor.
I don't care about the cold.
You don't care at all.
Oh, I'd much rather be cold than hot.
As long as my socks are dry, I'm good.
Yep. Okay.
Sox dry.
I guess we're not under.
Cold, wet
I guess we're not underestimating that.
Colder the better.
Properly estimated.
Because you start getting hot when you start shoveling.
Yeah.
So you end up losing the hat, you lose the jacket, you lose
that's
the gloves.
That's true.
Well, what a blizzard and you're out there in a sweatshirt.
Well, see, the thing is, with when it comes like a big storm, I think I'd rather go out there a couple times just to kind of stay ahead
100%
of it than rake
chip
once.
Away at it. Yeah, even one rake.
One rake.
Two shovels is greater than one rake. That's how I look at it.
Because you just like pile.
Three
raking
shovels.
Into a pile. Raking into a pile.
Now we're getting there.
And
now
then the brown refuse bags always collapse on you.
The bags are useless. They're like, don't fill too high.
Like, it's worse. It's bad with leaves. It's even worse when you try to empty like a lawnmower bag into it.
Oh, there you go. Grass clippings,
nightmare.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
One useless. Side of the bag is just collapsed into itself.
Yeah.
And
so look.
Clippings everywhere.
Who's brave enough to tackle questions like this? Jones, Keith, Lanny, Nick, us. That's a Would You Rather Wednesday. Brave enough to have this discussion.
Real quick, I should bring this up. So I have, we had like yellow jackets or something like inside the house.
Yep.
These sons of guns got in there. And I got a lot of them. But anyway, I think they're no longer in the house. But next to our fence that divides us from the lake.
You think they're
haven't seen any in a while.
Okay.
I haven't seen any in a while. So next to our fence, hanging down from a tree, is a hornet's nest.
Uh-huh.
How big do you think this hornet's nest is?
I'll tell you, Jones. 5 feet.
Beach ball.
Yeah.
Beach ball.
I've never seen anything like it.
I was thinking like a...
It's terrifying.
Termite hills is what I was thinking. Like
so
giant.
So it's like hanging on like a branch and it's leaning down and it's like next
beach
to
ball.
The fence, but it's on our side of the fence. It's enormous. It's like this. It's like out of a horror movie.
And these are not the yellow jackets. These are hornets.
I think these are hornets, right? Because
okay.
They do like a big nest like that.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to do. So I was like, should I go over there, get like long sleeves and glasses and kind of pinata it? My wife's like, you do not do that. You do
don't
not.
Throw rocks at it, my girl style.
No, that's what she said.
Throw
what's
rocks
the guy's
at it,
name?
Hope it falls on the fence.
James.
Macaulay Culkin.
No, but
it was Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. But she had the character's name. She goes, we don't need like a James situation. I was like, yeah, I know. But like, what if I went in there with like long sleeves and pants?
Like a couple of layers.
Couple layers.
Yeah.
And gone in there and just kind of pinata it. But
you need eye protection.
How'd you get 100%. How'd you get rid of the yellow jackets?
I had a spray.
Okay.
And so I found where they were coming in from like outside the house.
Yeah.
So I just sprayed the hell out of that.
Yep, that's working.
But I like batted like 20 of these things. I had like a little I don't even know what it was. It was like a thick piece of it was like an envelope. And I was just smacking them out of the sky. It was insane.
Manila envelope.
Yeah, it was. But it was like enough to stun them.
Can
and then you,
you?
Got, and then you had to finish them off.
Can I tell you what my wife calls yellow jackets? This has been controversial.
Marbury's?
No. She calls them a meat bee. She goes,
meat
bees? That's a meat bee. And
no.
I go, that's not a thing, right?
A meat bee?
That's what she calls it. She goes, that's a meat. She goes,
suggesting that somebody eats.
She took Lucas to the beach. She took Lucas to the beach.
Yep.
I go, why are you guys back so soon?
Meat bees.
She goes, oh, we're meat bees swarming around us. I go, meat bees?
Never heard of that.
What, you never
life.
Heard of that?
No.
Never heard of a meat bee?
No.
I've heard of yellow jackets, wasps.
It could be a West Coast thing. I'm not real sure, but I'm not
could
familiar
be.
With the term meat bee. It's a yellow jacket.
Honeybee, bumblebee.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And these aren't the bumblebees because those people are gonna be like, you can't kill those. Like, I'm not killing those. Those are the ones that look like they got a little fur on them.
Yeah,
they pollinate. They're not bothering you. They
just say bread and butter and they go away.
Yeah. Flower to flower.
I Google meat bee and it says yellow jackets are commonly referred to as a meat bee. It's
I don't
the commonest
I've
ever heard
common,
in my life.
Commonly where?
I don't know. It's just commonly. It's Wikipedia.
Not
Jones,
amongst
I
this
know.
Group.
Jones's wife edited that Wikipedia page. It's like the greatest stunt ever pulled. She's like, I'm gonna start talking about this.
Yeah,
when it changed the internet. He's going to think that people say meat bees.
Now meat bees is a thing.
But anyway, I don't know. Like, this thing isn't super close to the house, but I'm also like, I probably shouldn't have it in the backyard just hanging out there. It's an enormous hornet's nest.
Layer up. They don't like smoke.
So what you do is you get a barrel. Put a barrel underneath it and just start chucking stuff at it.
Okay.
And if it falls, hopefully it goes into the barrel. You cover
tip it. Run it over.
Hopefully.
Tip it over.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know how you euthanize them from there, but you've got them trapped.
Gas them.
They're cornered.
Gas
them. You got to do something. Fireworks, maybe.
they don't like smoke. They don't like smoke.
You have a sword.
I could sword. Oh,
I think you can cut
slice
a bunch
them up.
Of them in
this
half.
Is the beginning of
slice
a viral video. Like, want to see an idiot get stung 3,000 times with a sword? And I drop the sword on my leg. It's like,
oh, no!
Like
they're getting in the cut. They're in the side the cut.
It's somehow worse than my
it's
girl.
Like a, it's like the end of the Wicker Man.
Yeah, it's worse than my girl.
The bees.
I'll get to the bottom of this. But right now, I'm just kind of like letting them kind of have their space.
All
I have my space. But I should get in there.
You're sizing them up. They're sizing
well,
you
I
up.
Also, one thing I did hear was like I could take a can of like the spray, go out at night because they get sleepy at night. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And I just kind of, they have they have entrances and exits there.
Yep.
And most of it's sealed up like Fort Knox, but there is sort of like the Death Star. There's one way to get to it.
Yeah.
So I just blast the hornet spray inside it.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
So I could get in there. Okay. In there.
See, but then at nighttime, you lose your vision. You got to be able to keep an eye on them.
This is true, but the good news is, not to throw this in your face, but you're up at all hours of the night.
I am always up.
So you have the opportunity to go do that.
Yep.
So that's
so
true.
Keith, get like 30 feet away, Hornet spray 3 or 4 cans, go out at night and spray from a distance. One guy says, guys, Yellow Jackets are hornets. They just aren't wasps.
Yeah, but
all wasps are hornets. Not all hornets are wasps.
But are they meat bees?
No, he says they are both completely different than bees and meat bees.
Interesting.
Yellow Jackets are meat bees.
This is what the text line is good for. Text line is, I mean, good for a lot of things, but especially for this. This is where the text line is going to give you some solutions.
And then Keith and the Hornet's Nest sounds like a potential Darwin Award winner video in progress. It's Keith, but you're right. I could definitely get stung pretty good.
Okay, keep those coming. 37937. We'll get to misleading the leads from the Greg Hill Show.
Flamethrower.
One that we don't love. Oh, flamethrower would work.
But then I'd light up that fence. I'd have an argument with the neighbor.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, why is there a giant fire hole in my
I got rid of the I got rid of the bees. You thank me for that?
It would give us a madness.
Yeah. That would be a madness.
We just got another call confirming to do it at night.
Yes, at night.
And do it at night and then make sure you know where you're aiming this stuff and get it right in there.
Aim has never been a problem. Not for this guy.
Strength of stream is the issue.
Yeah, it's a real, it could be a real problem. That's true. We'll get to misleading. That's next.
It's time for.
Because I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
Misleading on Jones and Keith. I never meant to be so bad
to you. Nice work, Nick.
Yes.
Look at that. That's good stuff. Misleading open for a little production value there. I like
good tune. What happens when you email the VO guy and he gets it back?
That helps.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You just wish for things and don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
get that info out there.
Do you remember when we used to dance?
Boom, boom, boom. Did Cartman do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cartman destroyed this song. Like, absolutely crushed it. Got everybody moving in the was it Congress or wherever he was?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, where was he, Bill, when he
I
got
I forget what he was there for. I don't know. Was it the episode when Kenny was on life support?
Yep.
Remember they were trying to keep him alive because Kenny had, like, the ticket for the candy thing?
Okay.
So I think this is what happened when he went to approach the government about keeping him alive.
Yeah, it was definitely some sort of, like, parlor.
Yeah, they lost the last page of his living will. That's saying they couldn't pull the plug on him.
Nice.
Kenny.
Well, good work.
I believe that was the episode.
I think he's
somebody
right.
In the text line that corrects us.
But he dominated. Oh, yeah. Billy's our South Park.
I trust Billy's knowledge of this.
No.
The text, if you want to text in to correct Billy, first of all, he's probably right.
Yep.
If you have any suggestions, 37937. We are chock full of B text, by the way.
Well, yeah, I got a big problem on our hands.
Chock full of B text.
I'll take a picture of it, too. I'll figure out. I'll post that bad boy later.
Well, you're getting, aside from the unsolicited meatloaf DMs you've been getting.
I have got some meatloaf pics. Ask for them.
You've been not, well, these are unsolicited beehive photos you're getting.
Yes, I have.
Well.
I've gotten some. It's a problem around here. You know, people have giant hives.
Well, that's the meat bees.
I honestly didn't think the beehives could get as big as they are. It's kind of scary in the wild.
Is this right? Did a gentleman text in that it's you're almost out of the woods here? You just got to get to winter and it's gonna die off and you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, there is a lot of hornet experts on the text chat, which I do appreciate. Some are saying just wait a few weeks and they're basically going to go. They only use those for a year and then they're going to be gone and they're not really all that dangerous unless you disturb them. So I don't know. I will...
Yeah, but can you take that chance?
No, not me.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I'm not that patient. I'm going to go out there with a wiffle ball bat. No
but you were telling me off the air you already had a dust up with one of these bees. Or
I got stung twice recently. Yeah.
I feel like you left that out earlier.
Yeah, no, I did. Well, I've been swimming in all these bee stories. But yeah, so they were getting into my shed on the, I have a shed, brag. Mm-hmm. And they were getting in on like the side and they were just kind of going in. And I'm like, how many are in there? So I did what every 40-year-old would do. I grabbed the tennis ball and hucked it at the thing. And all like that really angered them, Jones. Like they were minding their own business. That they did not care for that.
No.
That disturbed all of them. I think the queen got upset. They sent one of them after me. I ran away. Like, I ran away from the bees. There's a ton of, what would you do? Stand there and just tough it out?
You didn't tell me that earlier.
I ran away.
You said he flew at you, and I thought you had, like, no chance to react. You just dive-bombed
him. No, I was like, like, I can see him coming right for me, and you're like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming back for me. And he stung me in the...
Can they get you more than once? I thought they could only sting you once.
I think you're thinking of a bumblebee. A bumblebee, sadly, will sting you once and die.
Then they're, like, out.
It's a heroic effort,
but then they're
kind of cooked. So I got stung, like, on the finger, and it hurt for, like, 2 days. I'm man enough to admit that. It hurt like a son of a gun.
He ran you down and...
Run away! Run away!
I could feel the venom coursing through my veins, and I almost took 2 sick days, but I didn't. And so then a couple days later,
it's flex time. You take what you need.
Flex time. Yeah. Like, what happened? Bee sting. And so then I was in the house, and it was dark, and I was telling you how they were getting into the house at one point.
Yeah.
And there was like a shoe in front of the stairs. I'm like, oh, I'll be a good person. I'll move the shoe so somebody doesn't trip on it by the stairs. But it was dark, so I didn't really see. I just saw the outline of the shoe. I went to grab the shoe, stung again. And like, what a shock that was, because you're thinking to grab, you're going to grab like a leathery shoe, yeah, and you end up getting stung by a hornet.
So you...
2 stings in the last 2 weeks.
I feel like you should have led with that. So these bees are—they're already stinging. They're stinging you up left and right.
I got them out of the house though, like I said, and now they're
talking about going after their home.
Yeah, but this time I'll be prepared. I wasn't prepared with the tennis ball or the sneaker thing. I will be prepared now because I'm going to have gloves, head to toe.
How many layers are we talking?
Sting proof. I don't know. How many do you need? How many layers to be sting proof?
Five.
Five layers then. Five layers.
Is five going to do it?
I'll cover myself in condoms and I'll be all good to go. No, but I'll wear glasses. Uh-huh. Billy's right about that. Or Nick, you got to have some sort of eye protection.
Sure.
Hoodie, the whole thing. And then you just can't get it, you know, in there.
No.
And then you're cooked. But
so you got to layer up. That's true.
I'll do it.
Keep those suggestions coming on the text line. 37937. We'll do this briefly. It's misleading. We got a big fancy open now where we've completely undersold it.
Yep.
They covered this today on the Greg Hill Show. They do the leads each and every day. They also had a poll question today. What are you more excited to watch, the Patriots and Bengals on Sunday or Brady's first game on Fox? Excited. I'm going to watch the Patriots, but I'm excited about it.
Real quick, not that it really matters, I don't think, for the purpose of this question. What game is Brady doing again?
Brady is doing
Cowboys-Browns.
Thank you. Cowboys. I knew it was the Cowboys. Oh. Cowboys and Browns. Not a bad little game.
The Amari Cooper Bowl.
The Alex Van Peltless Browns. What are they going
to
do?
How are they going to... So that game, to me, isn't super exciting, and... The fact that it's not Drake May gives me a little bit of pause, but it's still the Patriots. I'd rather watch the Patriots and the Bengals and see. Even Joe Burrow, I have more interest in Joe Burrow than I do. Like Tom Brady, I'll get around to watching Tom Brady games. And, you know, there's definitely a void. There's not a lot of great color analysts that do NFL games. So, like, he has a chance to be one of the best, even if you don't think he's going to be great. But I'll still take the Pats game.
Here's the thing. Am I excited? If I'm using their word, am I excited to hear Brady? No, I don't think he's going to be very good. But I am interested in it. So I kind of lean the whole Brady experience. Mm-hmm. Now, most people are with you. 57% voted Patriots-Bengals.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I'm curious to see Brady on Fox. I do think the Patriots have a chance at winning this game against the Bengals. I'm not picking them, but I think it's a winnable game. But there's also, in the range of outcomes, they get blown off the field, and it's not a competitive game after the first quarter. And I'm ready to hear Brady's breakdown of Dak Prescott and, you know, whomever else in that game. CeeDee Lamb, the Browns side. So you can jump in here on Jones and Keith on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's misleading, something we hear on the Greg Hill Show that we disagree with and that we break down later on in the program.
This guy says I can get a beekeeper suit for $30 on Amazon. That's not bad.
I kind of want to see you.
It's a Halloween costume for 2 months from now. That's perfect.
$30
spirit.
Beekeeper suit?
You think I could get stung?
You're putting your life in your hands with a $30 beekeeper suit off Amazon?
I could still get stung.
You're barely hitting the minimum for free delivery.
I'd still layer up underneath the beekeeper suit just to be safe.
Can you tack on when you order that off Amazon? Can you give me a Stratego?
Yeah, then I get my free shipping.
now we check that box.
Fine.
All right, good. Well, now I'm on board. I don't know what a $30 beekeeper suit does not feel like. I'm putting my life in my hands for $30. $100 beekeeper suit?
So it's just all about the price tag for you, huh?
Yeah, I am a brands guy. That's true. I don't like the generic brands.
Look at this one. This one says professional beekeeper suit, $42.99.
I feel better about that.
This one's over $2,000. That'd be the one that you would buy?
That's what is that made out of? Kevlar?
Right. You should be able to literally climb the tree and pull the thing out.
Seriously. Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.